What exactly is the power that drives nature's most famous jaws? In New Zealand, this great white shark drowned in a fisherman's net. And scientists Kara Yopak and Clinton Duffy are preparing an ultra-rare great white shark dissection.
I've never dissected one that was this size before.
It's a unique opportunity to study a great white's near-perfect design, including its fearsome jaws.
The jaws of a great white are really, really valuable. So most of the time, if we do get a specimen to measure, it looks a little bit more like this. Not nearly as pretty. The fishermen will pretty much will catch an animal like this for a fishing competition or even just in its net. We'll remove the jaws and quite often its fins as well. The jaws are amazingly valuable. They can go anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. You can see them, I mean, being sold on eBay. It's kind of such a status symbol. Everybody knows the great white shark. When you have an idea of a shark in your head, it's going to be this one.
The jaws of a great white are an evolutionary marvel. They actually burst forward, allowing for a bite that shears up to 30 pounds of flesh in a single mouthful. About 50 teeth line the front of a great white's jaws. The lower teeth act like daggers, stabbing and holding prey in place. The larger upper teeth are like steak knives, slicing off giant mouthfuls of a victim. And behind this front row of teeth are literally hundreds of others ready to be pressed into service. But to truly understand this extreme design, you have to go beneath the skin. Unlike human beings, the great white's jaws aren't fused to the skull. They hang loosely underneath the brain case, ready to execute their signature bite. First, the snout rises and opens the mouth. At the same time, the lower jaw pushes down, widening the gape. Next, special muscles and grooves in the skull push the upper jaw forward, exposing gums and teeth. The lower jaw rises, latching onto the prey. And the snout slams down, hammering the upper jaw with almost 700 pounds of force. These extraordinary teeth are clearly designed to kill, but they may also serve another purpose, delivering a message to other great whites.
She actually has some scarring up here. You can see you've got these scars coming down and around underneath the eye. The ones on her side, on her pectoral fin there, they appear to be shark bites. This one here is likely to be a tooth mark, possibly another shark. These guys are not necessarily one big happy family when they get together.
Great whites can be covered in battle scars. It's believed they bite one another to assert dominance, compete for a meal, and even to mate.
How these guys get together, of course, and don't kill each other is a really interesting question.